This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Canon Robert Hammond, lay chair of Chelmsford Diocesan Synod, tells us about how the church is a transforming presence in his diocese and how he lives out his faith in his life.
I think the driving force behind the transforming presence is our four strategic priorities around inhabiting the world distinctively, evangelising effectively, serving with accountability and reimagining ministry. And those are the key things that now drive everything that's done within the diocese, both at the strategic level, setting the sort of Bishop's Council objectives, the agenda and the Diocesan Synod work, and going right down to the parishes and our new mission and ministry units, driving everything that we want to do to meet all of those priorities. So in terms of inhabiting the world distinctively, I think the things that we're sort of really enabling and really doing there are our work with street pastors, food banks, Christians Against Poverty centres that we've got, and a fantastic layperson chairs and coordinates all of our diocesan refugee welcome activity, and we're working with Citizens UK on specific justice projects. We've created 16,000 Chelmsford holding crosses out of old pews, and we've distributed these around the whole diocese to all parishes, and these are becoming sort of a real focus for prayer, for quiet contemplative activity, and it's all part of that wanting to set ourselves so that we are distinctive from everybody else and what we're trying to do. And we're not just doing this within the diocese. We're using our linked diocese in Kenya, and we're supporting some hospital wings in one of the hospitals there, and this year we hope to be able to renovate a baby unit out in Kenya as well. The second priority around evangelising effectively, we're really working hard on the lay side of this and training people to evangelise far more effectively than has been in the past. And we're doing that by this year, Bishop Stephen is having a school for disciples and he's visiting 19 centres around the whole diocese. And apparently it involves jars of pickled onions. I've yet to do mine, so I don't know how these pickled onions feature, but I'm really looking forward to that. We're running across the diocese loads of pilgrim courses, other nurture courses. This year, 140 people will graduate from our course in Christian Studies. And actually, even after 50 years, I signed up for the course in Christian Studies this year, and I'm finding it absolutely fascinating. Local churches are doing some really good evangelism work as well. There's a St. Sed's Centre for Pioneer Ministry based in a church in Collier Row in East London, who have formed a collaboration with the Church Mission Society. And a guy there called David is using his boxing training skills to gather local men from the community to grow in both physical and spiritual fitness. And I think that's a really encouraging, really exciting thing. Last year, we were able to ordain 30 people as deacons, which is the most I think we've ever had. This year, it will be even more. We've got an amazing number of lay people coming forward for licensed lay ministry work. And as we begin to work to create our mission and ministry units, and these are groupings. This is part of the transforming, the reimagining ministry part of transforming presence. So each parish will form part of a mission and ministry unit, and that's not the same as a traditional team ministry. It's something a bit different, where laity and clergy come together to serve the people in the broader area. Each parish keeping its own identity, keeping its own traditions, but working in a far more collaborative way, sharing the ministry between them. And that's where the lay people are really coming into their own. So we're licensed lay ministers. We've got loads of licensed evangelists, licensed preachers. We've got 9 of them at the moment who are just about to start.
Setting God's people free calls for a culture change in the church. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about how you bring your own skills to encourage change for the good.
I think my work as a civil servant has largely been around project management, organisation design, large-scale transformation, all that sort of activity. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here in Transforming Presence. So I hope that some of that gives me some of the skills that I need to be able to encourage and motivate others to be a transforming presence in Chelmsford Diocese. And of course, culture change is a really, really hard thing to do because you're trying to help people change their perceptions and how they can do things and do and think in a slightly different way. A lot of that's about celebrating what's happening. And I think, again, my sort of strategic work that I do professionally helps me to see the bigger picture in what's happening, both in my own secular world, but also in the church world at diocesan level. And I think for many working laity who spend vast amounts of their time in secular work, indeed probably more than they're able to spend in sort of church world, it's important to see how Christ will work through them at all times, not just when they're sort of officially on church business. So for me, I think there's something around supporting and celebrating the great work that's being done in the diocese, the great work by individuals and in the parishes and in the deaneries, so that they can begin to understand what mission and ministry units look like and how they can work in the future.
You talk about allowing Christ to work through you, especially when you're in the secular world. Can you just elaborate on how you live out your own faith Monday to Saturday?
I think I probably would want to say I'll try and do that in sort of three ways. I think there's something around my practical faith sustaining me, and that's by trying to say morning and evening prayer each day, and it's surprising what you can do on the train, and there's some really good apps to help you for that. And that's a sort of time of preparation, I think, and reflection, both at the start and at the end of a busy day. I'm doing the course in Christian Studies, and that's been a valuable learning with other people as well. And I'm someone that tries to go to Mass as often as I can during the week. And being based in central London, that's easier than other people may find. So there's something around sustaining. I think in the workplace, and particularly in a quite a secular world that I work in, it's not being afraid to talk about what I do, and showing that following Christ is for me just a normal thing, and it's part of who I am and what I do, and trying to see that everything that I do at work helps to further the kingdom. And it's little things that may not appear to matter. You think, well, actually, there is a purpose in what we're trying to do here. And if I can relate that back to what we're trying to do in transforming presence and in renewal and reform, then it sometimes helps to contextualize what I'm doing in the work context. And it's not just about telling people about Christ. I think it's showing by the way that you treat people, the way that I treat my team, the way that hopefully I'm a fair person with my team, and showing that how you do that is living a Christ-like way and not just talking about it. And I suppose the policies and procedures that I create and that I'm responsible for within the work context, I'd want to make sure reflect Christian values as best and as much as I can. And I think within the workplace as well, there's something around being available and being able to talk to people and to listen to people when they want to. I remember having a particular conversation with one of our HR directors who was quite concerned about the impact of what we were doing on people and wanted to talk to me because of my faith about how or possible ways of looking at that. And it was just one of those sort of conversations that he probably only spoke to me about that because he knew about my faith. And so I suppose there's something around service as well, and the work that I do on General Synod and as Diocesan Lay Chair that I see as a sort of encouraging and supporting the laity around the diocese, and I'm trying to be as collaborative and as consultative as I possibly can in carrying out that role. Obviously the work within the deanery, support as well, and my partner is a curate in the diocese, so I think I've got a role in supporting him. And we had a really important time together when he was training full-time, and supporting him through that while still keeping everything else sort of going was really important. Because I think curates' years are just as much training for their family as indeed they are for the curates who are being trained. And the support that I'm able to give to the church where we now live, not surprisingly, I found myself on various coffee rotas really quite quickly and all that sort of activity. But being really welcomed into the church quickly as well.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.